Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Grooving on a Sunday afternoon.
That's the Rascals bringing us back 23 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. The one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Check that out. Kate Pope Hodel is our guest. She's formerly with the Kauffman Institute. She did some great work there in their entrepreneurship department. She is the author of Beyond Collisions, How to Build Your Entrepreneurial Infrastructure, co-author of that book. She's on the board of directors for Network Kansas, which is a SourceLink affiliate. Kate, thanks again for being here. We're talking about entrepreneurship and leadership. I see those two as harness mates, side by side in the harness. What do you think?
Oh, I think so. I think that we frequently see entrepreneurs stepping up to lead and finding ways of being leaders in the community. One of my favorite parts of writing the book was getting to talk to people all across the country. I interviewed about 42 different folks about what is it like to try to support entrepreneurs in your community and how do you do it. And one of the lessons was that leadership comes from everywhere and comes from anywhere, and you kind of never know who's going to step up and be the leader, particularly in some of the small communities. And so it's not necessarily the person who's got the title of, you know, head of this or head of that. In one community in North Carolina, it turned out to be the guy who broadcast all the high school football and basketball games because he just loved his community and he wanted to help, and he saw that helping entrepreneurs would be able to be a way to do that. I think that's great that people don't have to have a title but can just start doing something to help entrepreneurs, and that makes them a leader.
Right. Now you say that when you're being a leader, it's okay to be a little messy. Tell us what you mean by that.
Oh, that was a quote from Christy Bell in Alaska. They were building an incubator without walls, and she's like, you know, we have this beautiful plan. We had all these people with passion. And she goes, but, you know, putting it together did not go exactly the way our plan went. And she goes, it wasn't perfect, but messy is okay. And I think that just by the very nature of entrepreneurship, you can't plan exactly how something's going to happen. We talk about entrepreneurial ecosystems, and ecosystems just have to evolve.
That's right.
You can put some infrastructure underneath them and some leadership around them that will help create the conditions that let entrepreneurs thrive and grow. So
that is one thing I think. That is one thing I think is important. If you're an aspiring entrepreneur, you can head yourself in a certain direction, but that's probably not where you're going to wind up, because as Robert Frost says, as way gives on to way, things are going to be revealed to you where you're going to see better opportunities. You're going to see a wider door opened. You're going to see challenges that maybe you don't want to deal with, and you're going to use discretion as a better part of valor. If you climb on the entrepreneurial horse, you've got some control over what happens, but you don't have complete control. What do you think?
We always say that no plan survives contact with the enemy, and for entrepreneurs, that's often customers, because the minute you take your plan out there to the customer, something's going to change, because they have a different idea of what they want and what's important to them. And we find the same thing when we're trying to build these entrepreneurial communities, is that you may have an idea, but you really do have to get that client feedback, that customer feedback that lets you know, am I on the right direction, or do I need to tweak a little bit, to pivot a little bit, to kind of go this direction?
Right, exactly. And so another thing that you talk about is how unnatural collaboration is, and I think that's really true for entrepreneurs. You know, if you're a really entrepreneur, if you're really eaten up with it, you're a little bit of an egomaniac. You've got a strong will. That's another thing I think a trait of an entrepreneur is you've got a strong will. You believe in yourself, and that doesn't always crew to collaboration, does it?
Oh, that's true. But, you know, what we find is that I think everybody kind of has that tendency to not collaborate. And yet, if you're trying to build these entrepreneurial communities, collaboration's critical. The other thing that we see, too, with the leadership that goes into this is people who have to put their ego to the side a little bit. So that whole leading from behind, it's not like you're out in front of a parade. It's mm-hmm. you're behind herding the cats, and we've all heard that, you know. But I think it's trying to help. One of the people I interviewed said, people come to the table because of their self-interest, and what you have to do is help them find a common interest so they'll stay at the table. And I think that's part of what we're doing in building these entrepreneurial communities is helping people see kind of what's in it for them
right.
to strengthen our economy and kind of not necessarily all work together all the time, but work together when it makes sense.
I think the thing that causes an entrepreneur to become a collaborator is when they learn how to delegate. Because in the beginning, if you're a true entrepreneur, you're probably a horrible delegator because you have in your mind how things should be, and when you do it, it's perfect. And if you delegate it to someone, it's not going to be perfect. But once you get over that, once you let when you start seeking excellence more and perfection less, then you can delegate. And if you can delegate, you can collaborate. What do you think? Last thoughts.
Sure, it's that whole span of control. You have to be able to kind of let that go a little bit and know that you don't know how to do everything. And one of the things we see with successful entrepreneurs is they typically have co-founders, and that's because.
Yep.
They understand that they don't have everything
from the beginning. Kate, I got to wrap it up. The book is called Beyond Collisions. Kate Hodel, ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.